Can I steal your power?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
High Mystery.
Hi, welcome. This is another installment of High Mystery.
High Mystery!
High Mystery!
Hello.
It's the high where we get podcasts and talk about mystery.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the podcast where we get high and talk about mysteries.
You got it. No, you had it right the first time.
Yep, yep, yep.
I'm Raleigh Tristan Colin.
I'm Abby Colin Holly. Is that how you're playing this game?
Yeah, trying to smush all the names together.
Okay.
Rob's like, I can't possibly play this game.
What?
So I'm Rob.
Yeah, I'm Robert.
Rob Lee and Stan.
It's me being Robert.
And welcome. We're going to get super high.
Yep.
We have already.
And then we're going to talk about mysteries. And it's going to be glorious.
If you haven't smoked yet, we invite you to do so because we're pretty squirrely. It's the third episode of our recording. And if you listened to us do our names a minute ago.
I'm Tristan.
You might want to smoke something. I'm Colin.
I'm Robert.
I'm Polly.
I don't know why we did it again.
I don't know why we did it again.
But whatever.
Tristan is the band leader here.
That's right.
Today we're going to be smoking a Golden Seed joint. It's from Golden Seed Farms, presumably. It's their Sunset Sherbert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these guys were kind enough to gift me this joint at the Cannabis Cup.
High Times Cannabis Cup.
Yep. There's a gram of Sunset Sherbert in here. It has THC of 17.95%.
Nice.
And, yeah, they actually do, like, a breakdown, so I'll just go ahead and read what they say on their package. Born from the organic, nutrient-rich soil above Monterey Bay, this tasty rainbow-colored indica pillow fight between your trusted Girl Scout cookies and its pink panties crossover just wants to have fun. Its slightly skunky sweet berry flavor is a refreshing bit of gourmet deliciousness. Lets you relax, let go of stress, and kick tension's ass. Uplifted, carefree, but most of all, super creative.
Aww.
Nice. Golden Seed, Sunset Sherbert. Yeah, they were really cool at whatever we went to. Yeah, they were really nice and just wanted to talk about the podcast, and I hope they check it out.
Nice. Well, we'll also be smoking this nice little guy that I rolled. It's just got Chunky Jack in it. It's just straight Chunky Jack, and it's in a twisted hemp wrap. This one is California Dream. I think I said last time I brought in a California Dream, and then I said that it had a cooling effect to it, and I lied. That is the Tropical Breeze.
You liar.
Yeah, so that's a different wrap altogether.
We're
looking
friends.
For that.
Okay, gotcha.
Tropical Breeze.
Tristan just lied.
You've broken all of our hearts.
Lied to all our faces.
We took you for an honest man.
You lied to the listeners, and that's the worst offense.
You should be. You know, we're not really mad. We're just disappointed.
Well, yeah, that's why I came to you guys. With my tail between my legs.
Without further ado, I shall light this Sunset Sherbert. We are using Hempwick again. You can buy this stuff on Amazon. It just basically keeps you from getting the butane straight into your lungs.
Yeah, I actually found that Hempwick when I was digging around my closet for my GD214 that I never found. So,
yeah, I mean, it's one extra step, but I feel like it's worth it.
Yeah,
I don't know what butane does to you, and I'm not looking to find out.
Yeah, back when I was smoking cigarettes, I would just be like, well, it's a cigarette. The butane's not the worst of what's going in me right now. But now I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, cool, I'm on board.
Sure,
So, the mystery that I brought in today, it's the most recorded, well-documented, and viewed mystery in the world.
What?
Bigfoot?
Why do dogs eat grass?
Oh!
I want to see your statistics.
All right. That's not really the mystery.
Oh, right. I thought he was just pulling the rug.
I figured that there would be intrigue, though, so I did at least get some theories in there. some people think that it's because of lack of nutrition, like they need the fiber, you know, to help move things along in their digestion. Some people think it helps them throw up, like if there's something not agreeing with their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that they just like the way it tastes and it feels good in their mouth.
Yeah.
Some people say it's out of boredom. But what we do know is that wild dogs do it as well. And the scientific name for eating things that aren't food is pika. I originally thought it was pika and was going to make a Pokemon joke, but then the smart people in the room informed me that it was not.
Oh, we've got smart people in the room.
That's right. We have an audience.
We were very, audience. It's a very cheeky audience. She's just making smart noises.
I mean, I can say that I have seen our mascot, Lou, eat grass to the point that it makes him throw up several times.
Yeah.
Or at least he ate it right before he threw up several times.
Yeah, it's like the chicken and the egg. You know, yeah. Which one's coming first?
Exactly.
The throw up or the grass eating?
Or is it just because, like you said earlier, they just like the way it feels in their stomach, so maybe they were already feeling kind of sick, so that makes them want to eat grass? I guess we'll never know that.
As you know, dogs don't always throw up after eating grass.
Sometimes, because my dog always throws up. He does it to make himself throw up, like, because he's like, because we'll go on walks and, like, he'll dart and grab something and he'll get down his little gullet before I can, you know, stop him. It's just like a piece of bread or something, but, you know, who knows?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, and he's a little sensitive stomach, but so he always barfs.
Mm.
Oh, Davey.
Do we need to have an intervention? Davey. Does he have an eating problem?
No, but he looks great in a bikini.
Right. He's got an ass that won't quit. So the real mystery that I brought in today was the Max Headroom broadcast signal intrusion. And I knew Robert was
going to... I knew he was going to squeal.
I didn't know he was going to squeal.
Oh, my God.
But I knew he was going to be aware of the mystery because in the listicle that I found this in, there was a lot of other mysteries that he has done in the past. So I was like, I'm sure he's seen this.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I've always debated whether or not to do it. There's not... You go. You do you.
It's the Max Headroom broadcast signal intrusion.
Okay.
I think I know this as well.
I don't think I've stumbled across it.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Then this is just for you, Holly. All
right, do you know who Max Headroom is?
Mm-hmm. I will get into that. So Max Headroom, he is a fictional artificial intelligence character. For those of you who are in the know, that's an AI.
Like a HAL 2000 or a...
If you've ever seen Back to the Future 2, he shows up in that 80s diner that Marty McFly goes into and tries to sell him Pepsi or something like that.
Yeah, and that's probably a playoff of this whole
thing.
So anyways, he originally appeared in a British-made movie called Cyberpunk TV, and then it was turned into a series. He's known for his wit and his stuttering, distorted, electronically sampled voice. Basically, he was supposed to be a computer-generated thing, but that wasn't a thing at the time, so they just put a guy in a bunch of prosthetics to try to make him look digitally made and then, like, messed with his voice and stuff to make him sound like...
I am the computer. I will do calculations now.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of Oscar-winning performance type stuff.
I mean, it wasn't the direction he went in, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's same. Yeah, I'm sure. In that same vein.
I mean, who is as good as me? I mean, really.
So his whole deal was a satire of insincere and egotistical television personality. So it kind of reminds me of like an early rendition of like Stephen Colbert when he did the Colbert Report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if he was like...
A robot.
Right. Who was digitally made in a computer,
mm-hmm.
but gotcha. Not, and was made with prosthetics.
You know, and he had like, cosmonaut, and it was poorly made. low budget.
Now I'm just picturing a Flight of the Conchords when they're wearing their little haphazard robot suits. It's just like a bucket on their head, the side cut out of it.
No, he was supposed to look like a human, yeah. But like with like right angles and like
gotcha.
Computer generated at what they believed would look like at the time. Because again, sure. It's not a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Beep, boop, computer nonsense, sure.
So in 19, this is the main mystery. So that's who Max Headroom is. So in 1987, on November 22nd in Chicago, two television stations had their broadcast signals hijacked by an unknown person wearing a Max Headroom mask and sunglasses. And he had a homemade Max Headroom background rocking back and forth in the back. And basically, he did that by getting a corrugated metal sheet and just having it like rock back and forth in the background to give it like that digital effect that they had in the show.
Huh.
Very, you know, home movie. They made the effects happen with what they had.
Yeah, sure.
So internet was just a thing. It was invented in 83. This happened in 87. So, you know, there's not, at this point, there hasn't been like, you know, hackers or people infiltrating the system really.
Sure.
That we know of.
Right. That we know of.
Hackers got to start someplace.
So this is one of the first examples of hacking into like the broadcast system. Rob is demonstrating some pictures
of the actual incident.
Yes.
This is what the guy was.
You'll see these on the Instas.
Okay. Oh.
Freaky. It's creepy looking for sure.
Okay, I have heard of this. Never mind. Oh. Yeah, I that picture.
So that's all we have for today.
I don't need to hear anymore.
Yeah, Tristan, why don't you bring something in that none of us have heard of? Jeez.
And here I Googled obscure mystery.
Actually, the more we've gotten into it, I realize I don't know this one, so you're welcome.
Nice. So the first occurrence took place during a live telecast of the primetime newscast in the station WGN-TV.
WGN-TV.
That's where I get my news.
And my hijackers.
For friends, family, and casual hijackers.
So it happened during the sports highlights. Basically, during that segment, the screen goes black for 15 seconds.
Oh, man.
And then returns with the person in the Max Headroom mask and sunglasses. He's like moving around, acting similar to the character, but there was no audio at this time other than like a buzzing noise and an oscillating sound. And the studio at WGN was able to stop the hijackers by switching the frequency of their studio link to a different transmitter.
Yes, yes, yes. Transmitter, studio link, yes, yes.
You know, TV sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Networks, broadcasts. So it cuts back and it left the sports news reporter, you know, just like confused and amused. And he is reported saying, well, if you're wondering what's happened, so am I. And then he goes on to joke about the computer running the news, saying that it took off and went wild and then went on with his sports cast. So, you know, he tried to just like joke it off and
everybody be cool. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
He's like, I'm doing my job the very best I can.
Not slowly panicking on the inside where I melt.
All they ever taught me was how to have this sexy baritone. Not to deal with interruptions of broadcast. That would be crazy. That has never like happened before, you know, where all of a sudden the screen just goes black.
Yeah.
It had to be really weird for anybody who was watching, too.
They would probably just think it was part of whatever, like, oh, this is just something the station's doing for funsies or, like, you know.
Because otherwise it would go into, like, the rainbow-colored bars if it wasn't getting a broadcast usually.
Yeah, like, or like that...
straight-up static.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was another sighting of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So they do it a second time.
Yes. And this time with a lot more... gusto and what I like to call production value. Oh.
So not a whole
cast of characters.
Well, there's another person who joins him eventually.
He's just walking away from an exploding helicopter now.
So it was the same night, and it was during the broadcast of a Doctor Who episode on PBS on the station WTTW.
And this happens the same night as the original one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just later in the evening? Okay.
Yeah. So that was like a test.
And yeah.
Like, okay, things went good.
We know how to do this. Now we execute plan 666.
That's right.
It's a puppet show. And they'll have to watch every second of it.
It's your friend's improv team. And it's not going well.
They're intermediate level.
One guy won't look at the audience. Why is his back to the audience?
So, yes, it's the same guy in the same background and everything, but this time there is distorted and cracking audio. So he kicked in for the audio budget this time.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was interrupted by the TV static. Then appears the unknown person in the Max mask. But this time he says, "That does it. He's a freaking nerd," referring to the WGN sportscaster and going on to say that he was... Although he was better than Swirsky, who was a freaking liberal.
Fellow newscaster.
A fellow newscaster. He goes on to start moaning and screaming and mm-hmm. laughing, as so, one does when you have your 5 minutes of fame.
I mean, it's pretty weird.
He sounds pretty stable.
You know? Just rifling through all of his emotions. Yeah. I can do them all at once!
Right.
Maybe this is just like his a really weird Tobias. That's what I was thinking. This is like Tobias Funke's misfired way of getting on television. Yeah. He's like, it'll be great. It's a period piece or something.
So he continues laughing and uttering various random phrases, including the new Coke ad slogan at the time, which was "Catch the wave," while holding up a Pepsi can. And I guess this was funny because Max Headroom, the actual character, was a spokesperson for Coke at the time.
Yeah.
So it's like ironic that he's holding the Pepsi can, I guess.
One of the main reasons why we no longer hear about Max Headroom is because he was the spokesperson for New Coke. And that was a very failed business idea.
Mm.
And so that's why when they switched back to Coca-Cola Classic, pretty much nobody dealt with him.
Well, there you go.
Tainted.
So, yeah, after he does that, he then tosses the Pepsi can off camera and flips the bird to camera while wearing a giant rubber extension over his middle finger. You know, so he's like, yeah, fuck you. And it's just like a giant middle finger. Like
like a stadium middle, but only the middle finger?
Just the middle finger. You know, like, I imagine Trump has all of those for his fingers, so he feels like he has real hands.
Big and... Yeah, he only... And then when he goes to bed at night, he puts on Hulk hands.
Yeah. He's like, see, I'm like everybody else.
These hands are really great. They make me feel good about myself. These are the greatest hands. I really recommend these Brett hands.
So, yeah, after flipping the bird, he then grabs the Pepsi can again and sings "Your Love is Fading," then removes his finger extension and then begins humming the theme song to Clutch Cargo, pausing to say, "I see the X," which is in reference to the final episode of the series. Yeah, before he goes on humming again. But often people confuse this by thinking he said, "I stole CBS."
Oh.
But apparently he says, "I still see the X." I don't know.
Huh. How long is he talking in total?
I think it's 90 seconds or something like that. I have it written further down, but there's more.
Have you watched this?
He goes on.
Oh
yeah. Wow. Okay.
He begins to again moan painfully, talking about his piles. Which again, people hear something.
Hemorrhoids, bro.
People hear something different because of, you know, the distorted audio. They hear files, but he says piles. Because then he goes on to like have a giant fart sound.
Okay. So So probably piles, which is slang for hemorrhoids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an English way to say hemorrhoids.
I don't know. I think he's just talking about taking shits, because then he says, made a giant masterpiece for all. He made a giant masterpiece for all the greatest world newspaper nerds. And that's the station WGN refers to itself as the world's greatest newspaper in reference to their parent company, the Chicago Tribune. So he's talking about, like, taking fat turds for the news people.
Okay. Like you do.
Right.
Getting stabler and stabler by the minute.
Oh, yes. This is where he starts to become more sane, and I say that as not truth.
Yeah.
Because then he grabs a gardening glove, and he says, my brother has the other one. And then he puts the glove on, and he says, but it's dirty. It's like you got blood stains on it. Then removes the glove with disgust and throws it away.
This is bizarre.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden the footage cuts, and it's just to a shot of a man's, like, lower torso with his, like, buttocks exposed.
Buttocks.
Yes, and the man is now holding the removed mask, but, you know, you can't see his face. It's just, like, his butt and his hand with, like, the mask.
Tristan really likes this mystery.
It's about to crescendo.
Yes. So he's holding the mask, and it has the middle finger extension in its mouth. And he starts howling. He says, they're coming to get me. Then an unidentified accomplice wearing a French maid costume told him to bend over, bitch, and then spanks him with the fly swatter.
With her duster?
It's a fly swatter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As the guy screams loudly, shouting, oh, do it! And then the transmission blacks out for a few seconds and resumes back to the Doctor Who episode in progress.
I can play the video for us if you want
to
see it.
Yeah, I would like to. But wow, that was bizarre. He was like dancing at points in there. Like, it was like musical almost for a second. It seemed less menacing to me, though, now that I saw it.
It just seems like somebody got his, it worked, he got on TV, and then he was like, crap, I'm on TV, what do I do? You know, like, I got the costume, and I don't know what to say, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he's definitely filling dead air with just noise, so he's like,
I mean, he had props ready to go, so he had some kind of plan.
Oh, yeah, right. he had a checklist.
He had a French maid's costume and a fly swatter, and he was ready to go.
Yeah.
That's one of the truly the most bizarre things so far that I've seen on this podcast. Check out the video if you haven't. I presume it's just on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It is.
And on that note, we should light this final blunt.
Yes, we should.
Light that blunt. Light that blunt.
We did it. We lit it.
It's officially sparked. Yeah, it seems very much like some crazy ramblings. It doesn't seem focused. It seems strange and bizarre.
Well, it's focused at, like, the news.
Sure. The crazy thing is that we still talk about it, but it's very much a product of its time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a small time section in American history when we had New Coke and Max Headroom. He's just throwing all these things out that everybody's going to forget, yet that we remember this incident.
This isn't British?
No, this is Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
And they're just playing Doctor Who. Gotcha.
Yeah,
PBS. PBS.
Got you. I just noticed because he said something about piles, which is presumably slang, English slang for hemorrhoids. But if it's files, then it doesn't mean anything. So could be either.
Yeah, and, like, as you will see, the audio is very much up for interpretation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I noticed that already.
About. So basically, WTTW wasn't able to stop the transition of like the hacking because there happened to be no engineers on duty at the tower at the station that the station was transmitting from. According to the station spokesperson, technicians monitoring the transition attempted to take corrective measures but couldn't. And by the time our people began looking into what was going on, it was over.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense because, like, once it starts, it's sort of done almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also makes me feel that, like, he didn't get cut off at the, you know, the second time. Like, the first time he definitely got cut off by the engineers or whatever. But yeah, the second time, he said what he wanted to say.
He did yeah, what exactly. He wanted to do. He didn't know that it was going to last that long, I assume.
So did he end the transmission then?
Yeah, okay. For the second one.
Got you. So he showed his full Citizen Kane.
Yeah, that was his manifesto.
that was his return of the king.
And then WTTW was able to find copies of the hijacking with the help of Doctor Who fans who taped the show.
Yeah, I was wondering why did they just have that? Oh, because they were obviously, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They never found out who did it, but if they did, they would have been fined $10,000 and up to a year in prison.
What laws did they technically break?
FCC, I assume. And that's pretty bad.
What is the, like, what does that mean, FCC?
Federal Communications.
They're the people who censor.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay. The people who make up the ratings. Yeah. Who are, like, still, like, an unknown group of people. Like, it's very secretive who's part of the FCC.
Next mystery. Yeah. Well, since then, there's been another network, WMAQ, who humorously inserts clips of the hijacking into the newscast during some of its sports highlights.
Just for giggles.
Just for funsies.
Just for funsies. Hey, you know what? We should liven up this broadcast. Let's interject something fun.
Exactly.
I like it. I'm into it.
They're a competing news team?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. Sticking it to their competition.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. We don't allow that to happen on WTTTTTT, whatever it is.
But we'll use it to make fun of you.
No leads? No, like, no guy who might have done it, or
nope, there was like no like triangling of the
it was just
signals or
once it came through after that it was like into the ethos essentially.
Yeah, and I guess the fact that like the dude patted himself on the shoulder and was like, ah, life mission accomplished, I'm good, I don't need to do any other ones.
I got my bare butt smacked by a fly swatter on national television. Mom, I told you. I finally did it. Look at your baby boy now. I mean, you know, who can knock it, right?
I like every second of it.
I would watch it again.
I've watched it many times.
I mean, I've seen The Room multiple times, so I could see watching this the second time through.
It's when he goes to sleep, too. Throw that on.
That'd be a terrifying sleep, I feel like. Just welcoming some messed up dreams.
I mean, I do listen to some pretty weird stuff when I go to sleep. But
ASMR?
Yeah, but not... I couldn't listen to that. It would hurt my ears. Yeah. It would keep me up.
I mean, is it ASMR like someone talking to you? Or is it like ASMR listening to people eating celery? Because I feel like one's clearly weirder than the other.
No, I don't listen to like just mouth noises and stuff. I listen to talking, whispering, soft-talking, that kind of shit.
I just tried that for the first time last night. I was, like, tossing and turning and could not get to sleep, and it was, like, 2:45, and I'm like, God damn it, I know I'm going to be up until 5:30 in the morning, because, like, it just happens sometimes. And I turned on one of those, Sleep With Me, it was the name of it, and it was just this guy with, like, a very, like, low, dulcet tone,
yeah.
And he just literally droned on. He sort of was telling the story of Top Gun, but in, like, a really boring, roundabout way.
And then the two bros get together and play some volleyball. It's a lot of fun.
The entire audience is eerily turned on, regardless of orientation.
He goes on weird tangents, but he's, like, kind of boring, and that's the point, and it worked. I was asleep in, like, 15 minutes. I'm in love.
I mean, not to knock that, but you guys could also try like binaural beats.
I've heard that, yeah.
Where it actually like puts you in a slowed down brainwave state, which allows you to get restful, restorative sleep.
I'm just imagining some guy like, listen up, y'all. We're about to go to sleep. Time for the bedroom meets, y'all.
I would listen to that, man. If there was like a reggae binaural beat,
I'd try to get some sleep in your bed. Listen to the music go through your head. Binaural beats get you to sleep.
If this doesn't become a song, Colin, I'm going to be very upset.
We get the binaural beats. We get the binaural beats. Put you to sleep like the wizard of the beach.
He's going to sleep. It's working.
I'm so well rested right now. I got to run a marathon.
It's not like today where they can just track the signal back. Like, how did... I mean, there has to be only a select few group of people who would be capable of this at the time, right?
I mean, even right now, if someone was like, yo, bro, let's go hack into a TV station, transmit our waves or whatever, I'd be like,
I'm into it.
You got the technology, bro. I'm down to slap you with your, you know, I'll wear the French.
I'll slap your butt. I don't know. Oh, Tristan, that's not how you want to get on TV.
I want to be a star.
You want to be the one getting slapped.
That's right. Don't just accept the... Yeah.
Don't take any job. Okay?
Don't take Fly Swatter Boy as first option.
You got to shoot for the lead role. Yeah.
You want it to be your ass on screen.
Every actor should evaluate every role that they take.
I have no butt shame.
I mean, it could be a really like haphazard time traveler who had like a really important message to deliver, but he couldn't also kick his drug habit. He's like in the right place at the right time, and he had to tell the message of like, don't buy this product or something, and instead he just got slapped with the fly swatter because he's got a heroin problem or something. I don't know.
I just got to assume it's like a disgruntled former employee, you know, one that was like fired maybe a year or two prior, or maybe even from another network or something.
That's a good idea.
There's only so many people.
I mean, he did seem to have like a personal connection or feeling about these people.
Yeah.
And a clear knowledge of A, B, and C, like what to do to get into it, how to like shoot it, you know. And
what to be ready with.
Yeah. How to at least stand in center frame. You know,
I mean, he did that moderately all right. He was a little all over the place.
Yeah, so. Agreed. But I don't know. It makes a little bit of sense. And I feel like it also feels like a drunken or like...
Drug-induced.
Yeah, drug-fueled. So maybe that like lends itself to like somebody who knows how to do all this stuff and get in. But still, the reason it's so weird is because he's just messed up.
I just got to assume, though, that this guy, when he's not in the Max Headroom mask, is like the most normal. Like, he might be like the pastor at a church or something like that. Like just.
But then he puts on the mask
and then he
changes.
Because if he's just a crazy guy in real life, then they're going to be like, have you checked this crazy guy out?
He's pretty eccentric. You can see him coming from a mile away.
Wouldn't you think they'd nail him, though, if it was like, oh, we did fire that guy who used to do the Max Headroom thing, and he's really disgruntled. He's a grumpy boo-boo.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be a person that is nothing like this.
Mm-hmm. You would no still tells. Need evidence. Like, even if you suspected him and it was, like, definitely him, like, you would still need... You'd be like, yo, like, pull down your pants. Let me see if you got those marks on your butt.
He has the mole!
And I honestly, like, why would the FCC even try and pursue this, or anyone really try and pursue
for justice,
this?
Rob. Justice.
He's not going to be able to shell out the 10,000 was it, that he would be fined?
Oh, yeah.
And the year in jail? I got to assume he wouldn't be able to.
What if he was like, a billionaire who just was doing this for shits and giggles and was like, whatever, if they find me. I'll pay him the $10,000, whatever.
Billionaires would have electric fly swatters.
Look, this was his vision, all right? Don't nitpick.
I don't know. That theory makes sense to me, too. Just like literally a drunken game of billionaire poker turns into like weird bets.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can hack into a TV station right now. If I own that
TV station.
Yeah. And they just drunkenly go on the air ranting and raving about strange things. They're like, see, I did it. I'm the richest one here.
Do the gardening glove thing. Yeah.
There's just a bunch of other billionaires on the outside just like, holding their sides.
Yeah.
Laughing.
And the guy in the French maid outfit is, like, just an unfortunate butler. Yes, I shall spank you, sir.
The fact of the matter is they make me wear this all the time.
It hurts, but I'm a professional.
My father was a French maid, and my grandfather was a French maid, and his father before him was a French maid.
You get the work you can find.
It's in our blood.
This is my son. He's a scullery now.
Wouldn't be different, Dad.
Breaking the cycle.
Could be that creature, that cryptid that like gets inside your skin.
Oh yeah, Fleshgate
turns into a demon for a while.
Just got inside this, or literally absorbed him while he was wearing the mask or whatever.
A la the mask rules.
Yes, indeed.
Of the movie Mask.
Yes,
the mask. Masky mask.
Masky mask.
That was his like deep down persona. If we're going by the mask rules,
it's a demon, so that demon is controlling you. It's not.
If we're talking about flesh gates, there's definitely multiple different kinds, and there's multiple theories on how they behave. But they either climb inside your skin, or consume you and take on your visage.
But your person goes where? Like your person's like buried inside you, or you're like dead.
You're like dead.
Like your soul or whatever.
By the flesh gate.
Yeah.
And
then
they're trying to assume your identity.
Yeah.
Yeah. They never do it very well.
Clearly not. I don't think that's anyone's identity there.
They didn't take one acting class.
But as far as I know, no flesh gates are like super technologically ready to broadcast from a radio station. So they're more like forest creatures.
Yeah.
But it would make sense because he's just not making sense as Max Headroom. So that would be what a flesh gate sounds.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's off.
We did talk about flesh gates like doing nervous laughter and stuff.
This is true.
So maybe actually it's starting to have some legs there. Mm-hmm. It could be that this was always the plan, was to interrupt the broadcast. And right before Max Headroom was supposed to go on, or Headroom, not Tippy Hedren's dad, or anything. Before Max Headroom was supposed to go on, he got consumed by the flesh gate or whatever. And that's why he gave such a weird performance and looks slightly off.
Right.
I don't know.
You can always tell a cryptid by the eyes.
Yeah, it's true.
So they got to wear the sunglasses.
Check out our previous episode on flesh gates as well, right? I mean,
if you there's a lot of juicy knowledge there.
Yeah, this is a lot of good stuff. And they're pretty creepy. I'm waiting for Flesh Gate the movie.
I'll make it.
Okay.
I challenge you.
A Robert Frun production. Directed by Tristan Ott and starring Holly McKee Clark. And Colin Turner as Oofus the bodyguard. I don't know. I just have to play some silly side character.
He's got his carbon hat on backwards.
I gotta make people laugh and break the tension. That's what I'm here to do.
Oh god, it got really tense just there.
It's like our broadcast got interrupted. A Tippy Headroom. Tell us what you think it might have been. Was it a future man who came back and tried to broadcast but was simply too drunk?
Was it a bunch of billionaires just dicking around?
What? Was it a sack of worms shaped like a man?
Was it me?
Tell us what you think. We'd love to hear your comments on this one. This is the one you should definitely go watch because it is bizarre and there's nothing like actually seeing it.
I thought I did a pretty good job describing it, but
I mean, you did beat for beat everything that was that happened in the video.
It made it much more easy to understand what was going on
when you watched
it. Yeah, yeah, for sure, when we were primed.
It's kind of like you can hear everything about like a seizure or something, but until you actually see it and experience it, you know, or like helping someone in need or something mm-hmm. like that, until you actually experience it, that's this weird video. And we experienced it. I'm still a little shook by the weirdness of it all. Anyway, for High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks so much for listening to us. We're the Flash Gates in your heart.
Down the issue.
I love
the two-party system.
Quite simply, I love to party.
After all, what better place could one appreciate the light, smooth taste of New York?
Like a guy who's quick to learn how to fight, so smooth.
D, that's me, so you're bust to move.
No debate,
it's great.
Boy, it ain't no joke, tell Jay.
You go.
Word.
D, that. Two-party is or not two-party.
There is no
question.
New way to party.
You go.
Think about it.